Thank you, Brad. I can attest in speaking with Nate Burleson a couple of times before we started this segment that those kickoff returns and the punt returns, they're killers. They're killers to the guys on the bench as well, aren't they?
It's tough. I mean, it's hard to start off a game like that. You know, the very first play, where automatically you're fighting an uphill battle from there.
So I hate to throw the bad video at you first, but we're going to do that. We're going to break down what went wrong on these special teams plays. This is the opening kickoff of the game before people even got in their seats. We're going to see Stephon Logan over on your side. And what he did, he kind of came in too far this way, and we'll let the play go, and I'll show you what happened from that point. You can see at this point, they have two guys, and unfortunately, he kept going right, so only one of them had to fill the block.
Yeah, we put Steph there. He's a fast guy, but sometimes he's a little undersized. He got two big guys blocking him. He pushes them in. Unfortunately, we couldn't get anybody else out there.
And you know, at this point, once Percy has that sort of space, he's going to take advantage of it.
Not just that sort of space, but that sort of speed. I mean, he's one of the fastest guys with the ball in his hands, and nobody's going to catch him when he has that much separation during a kickoff return.
So 7-0 before you could even settle into any sort of pace and break a sweat. And now here's the punt return. There's Osgood, who's got a really good look at the returner, who had a heck of a 25th birthday. But we'll just let this go. Just a killer deflating play.
It was. And, you know, you guys had arms on them, but in this league, coaches tell us, the arm tackles just won't work. And with this wall in front of him, leading him down, I mean, there's no doubt that he's going to get in the end zone. Unfortunate for us.
So 2 weeks of two kick returns. You said it in the locker room today, you can't be pointing fingers at each other. But what do you do? How do you get past this? How do you make it better?
You know, you just go out there and try to fight. You know, it's reassuring that we've been in that situation before and have succeeded. But this is the NFL. You know, you can't do that week in and week out. Teams are just too good. And at that point, they're just playing preventative offense and defense. You know, their offense, don't throw away the game. Don't make any turnovers. Defensively, just sit back. Let them catch the ball, but let's converge. Don't give up any big plays. And that's what they did.
And we're going to see how that evolved into one of the drives in the second quarter as halftime approach. Take us through how they're defending you and what you were trying to accomplish here.
You'll see a whole bunch of pockets in there. It's basically a two-deep coverage, zone coverage. You hit Calvin over the middle, utilizing him in the slot. Titus Young staying alive, Matt using his feet. We're still trying to make things happen, even though they're giving us a zone. Once again, using the running back as a decoy, me getting upfield, trying to use my hurdle skills from high school to get the first down.
Now, in this next play, you're going to get thrown down. And I know you like contact. Yeah. You always say you like contact. Did you think this was going to be a penalty?
No, I didn't really think so. But I did hear the whistle get blown, so it was after the whistle. It's funny because my mom always says every week, son, please get down. And I just like getting involved. When you get that feeling of somebody hitting you, banging you, you get a little bit more involved in the game.
Now, people are going to point to these two plays as killers. The most sure-handed guy on the team, yeah. 9 times out of 10, he's going to catch that.
It's tough. I think anybody in the world, I don't care how good your hands are, the ball hits you in the hands of somebody hits you out, it's going to be.
What do you think Brandon's thinking?
He's frustrated. It's a high ball. He makes that play all the time, but it's just one of those plays that I know he wants back.
So it would have been 13-10 mm-hmm. had you scored a touchdown there. Instead, it was 13-6 at the half, and that was deflating. I can tell you, I felt the fans, and I'm sure you did as you walked off the field too.
Yeah, it was. You know, you heard the boos, you heard the chirping. I mean, I heard a fan, one of our fans, telling Brandon Pettigrew how much he sucked. And, you know, I just want to tell the fans that how frustrated you are when we make a mistake, you got to imagine how we feel deep down inside. So all that anger and frustration you have, times that by 100. I mean, that's how we're feeling. So, you know, the yelling and all the bad things you're saying doesn't really help.
When it gets personal, that's tough. Let's get to the fourth quarter. Joique Bell put together a fantastic drive. And this is a guy who we weren't sure is going to make the roster. From this point right here, he gets you 10 more yards.
Yeah. What I want people to focus on while you're watching this is look at his eyes once he catches the ball. Most guys look at the defender. He's looking upfield as if he's trying to get more.
Now, this is what they were giving you, so you take it. So Matthew was smart enough to say, I'm going to keep going to Joique.
Yeah, we always say take what they give us, see him again. Check out his eyes, the level of his helmet. He's not worried about the defenders. They're just merely obstacles. He's just trying to get to the end zone, and he almost does on this play right here.
Fantastic effort, which leads to this play. You're there. Calvin is here. You both are running simultaneous slants,
right.
And we're keeping our eye where on this linebacker?
Yeah.
Because
we talked about all week, if he tries to undercut Calvin, just that step, you get inside, you make a play.
That's exactly what he did. Now, I think they made the right call.
They did.
It was a weird situation where you had to snap it quickly, and Matthew gets in. So 20-13, but you didn't get the ball back until 54 seconds left. It's tough to go 98 yards.
It is, and we were already talking about it. You know, I'll tell you a little story about us on the sideline right before that drive. The confidence we have in ourselves, we were already putting a name on it. We were saying it's going to be the Motor City Miracle. We're going to score. We're going to go into overtime. We're going to win this game. Fans are going to go crazy. But it's just tough. Like I said, you can't do this week in and week out. You know, the fans are probably sitting there almost having a heart attack, and we're doing the same thing. We just got to start faster. We got to get on the board earlier, because if we don't, we get behind, defenses are going to sit back. We're too explosive on offense for anybody to give us one-on-one coverage.
Good stuff. Enjoy the bye week. This man's being inducted into two separate halls of fame, one for his high school and one for his college. So enjoy that. We will look forward to seeing you back on the road against the Eagles and then Monday night against Chicago. Let's get this thing back on the rails.